After a few sentences, Patrolman Mancuso's mind began to wander. He looked out through the crack in the door of the booth, which he always left open an inch or two so that he could see who was using the urinals, the lavatories, and the paper towel box. There at the lavatories was the same boy that Patrolman Mancuso had been seeing every day, it seemed. He watched the delicate boots moving back and forth from the lavatory to the paper towel dispenser. The boy leaned against a lavatory and began drawing on the back of his hands with a ballpoint pen. There might be something in this, Patrolman Mancuso thought. He opened the booth and went up to the boy. Coughing, he tried to say pleasantly, "What's that you're writing on your hand, pal?" George looked at the monocle and the beard at his elbow and said, "Get the hell away from me before I kick your nuts in."
"Called the police,"
Patrolman Mancuso taunted.
"No," George answered. "Just get away. I ain't making trouble."
"You afraid of the police?"
George wondered who this nut was. He was as bad as that hot dog vendor.
"Look, Kooky, move it. I don't want no trouble with the cops."
"You don't?"
Patrolman Mancuso asked happily.
"No, and neither does a screwball like you,"
George said, looking at the watering eye behind the monocle and the moistness at the mouth of the beard.
"You under arrest,"
Patrolman Mancuso coughed.
"What? Boy, are you out of it."
"Patrolled Bad Badcuso, undercover."
A badge flashed in front of George's pimples.
"Come along with me."
"What the hell are you arresting me for? I'm just standing here,"
George protested nervously.
"I ain't done nothing. What is this?"
"You utter suspicion."
"Suspicion of what?"
George asked in panic.
"Aha,"
Patrolman Mancuso slobbered.
"You really afraid?"
He reached out to grab George by the arm and handcuff him, but George snatched the Consolation of Philosophy from under Patrolman Mancuso's arm and slammed it into the side of his head. Ignatius had bought a large, elegant, limited edition of the English translation, and all $15 of its price hit Patrolman Mancuso in the head with the force of a dictionary. Patrolman Mancuso bent over to pick up the monocle, which had fallen from his eye. When he straightened up again, he saw the boy scraping rapidly out of the door of the restroom with a book in his hand. He wanted to run after him, but his head was throbbing too badly. He returned to his booth to rest and grew even more depressed. What could he tell Mrs. Riley about the book? George opened the locker in the waiting room of the bus terminal as quickly as he could and took out the brown paper packages he had stored. Without closing the locker door, he ran out onto Canal Street and jogged metallically toward the Central Business District, looking over his shoulder for the beard and monocle. There was no beard anywhere behind him.